This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I almost got in a fight at the bar because of this.
Okay.
I'm not even joking.
Just relax.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yesterday there was some sort of thing on TV. I missed it. I went and saw.
You stayed true to what you said you were going to do.
I legitimate did.
I'm impressed.
I said, really? I wasn't going to watch the Super Bowl, and until I got enough texts confirming that it was safe. Because if the Chiefs won. I just want to say this. If the Chiefs had won yesterday, I would have made this promise to you. I won't watch football next year.
Like at all?
At all.
Really?
Because it's just, woof, hard to not curse right there. It's crap. Like, the Chiefs finally had to play for real, and they got smoked.
Yeah.
And, I mean, because they couldn't, if the refs did what they did all season long, the Chiefs would not have been beat. But they had to play it fair. And they got smoked.
Mm-hmm.
So, you think the refs make that big of a difference? Because they got blown
100%
out.
100% he has.
Like, I think the refs could maybe swing a play, a touchdown, a field goal
Do
here and there.
Do you understand?
But they got blown out. So you're saying if the refs were on their side, they would have won by 30 instead of losing by...
No.
It was over 30, wasn't it? Like, they got killed.
No, well, they eventually let them back into it because Philly put in their scrubs at the end. But, like, just so everybody got some playing time in the Super Bowl. But, like, every game that KC won this year was, like, 25-22, 24-21. Like, they were close. That's a game a ref can sway.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, the Broncos, you know, they blocked a kick at the end. Broncos were going to go up. Like, they were going to, and then they blocked a kick. But, like, there were times where, like, they're third and whatever, Kansas City tries. Somebody touches Patrick's head and they immediately give him a new first down, and that's how they go down and score the winning touchdown. It's happened.
I learned this playing basketball, whereas it doesn't matter if it is a foul or isn't a foul. If it looks like a foul to the ref, they have the right to call it. So don't put yourself in a position where it looks like you're fouling somebody. So don't touch him. If
100%.
You know they're going to call it, then don't touch him.
But they just got to call both sides the same, and they don't. Like,
You know ahead of time they're not doing that, so don't touch them. Don't get close to them. Just like the face mask. Did you see the face mask in the very beginning of the game?
I did.
Penalty
not.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I don't know about that. It's like, he did grab his face mask. I'm not a football guy. He touched his face mask. He moved him. He affected him from making the play. Like, don't do that if you don't want to put the ref in a position to make a call.
Okay, so we were not going to talk about football right here. All I was trying to say is I did not watch the game until the very end, but Aaron came in hot. And just as the song was fading, Tiak was saying something. What did you say? Like,
I didn't see. I saw Taylor Swift one time, I think. The whole thing.
By the time I turned it on, there was only 9 minutes left in the game. And Philly had a commanding league lead. Obviously, at that point, there was no reason in those final nine minutes to show Taylor lamenting her boyfriend getting smoked.
Yeah, and then that would also play into the, like, Chiefs are favored because it's like, even as Philly is winning,
right,
we still have to show KC. And yeah, I get it. But okay. I barely saw it. I'm always surprised.
She wasn't on screen.
No, she was in the very beginning when Tom Cruise was doing his, like,
I hated that.
The opening thing.
That was so dumb. I'm so sick of him.
The monologue.
Why?
God, I enough of him. The Olympics, the Super Bowl, like, go away.
He's kind of like LL Cool J. He just started hosting everything.
Yeah.
Now Tom Cruise is like, I'll just open everything.
Yeah.
I'll just do the opening monologue for...
Really?
Yeah. And it went on for what felt like forever.
And he
was saying nothing.
I went back and, like, watched a lot of the commercials on YouTube and stuff, but I did not watch Tom Cruise. There was a few things that you guys were talking about that I didn't get to see. I didn't get to see Samuel L. I didn't get to see any of the Kendrick, whatever. Let's get to why you almost got in a fight.
Yeah. So I originally said I was going to go downtown. I was going to watch the game. I know we were like, do we do some team bonding? No, didn't happen. But I went to a bar up north instead and watched
it. You came
it.
Up to my hood?
No, it was like Highway 36 and Pecos.
Oh my God. You were at that crappy little, that was my
hood. The Ugly Dog. We went to the Ugly Dog.
Yeah,
great.
That's right there tucked in
it
next
was
to 30.
So nice.
And there's like a Great Scott's Eatery yeah, right next yeah. to it. I lived right there, Aaron.
Did you really?
Yeah, I lived at 85th and Pecos. That's where my car got stolen.
Oh. It used to just be called the Dog, and then Slacker went there.
I changed the vibe. You, oh my God, we, why yeah. would you go there? What are you doing?
It was so much fun. Had a blast. And
who
we,
do you know at 85th? Like,
it was a group of us. But
and you
so
chose...
We, okay. Yeah, so we sat, there were TVs everywhere, it's a sports bar.
Yeah.
And so we were like in front.
Okay.
And as T-Hack said, Taylor Swift was not shown at all. Mm-hmm. Like once at the very beginning, and then once, I think it was right before Kendrick, like right before halftime. And
this is upsetting to you?
Because the whole bar started booing. So I stood up and faced everyone, and I said, they have not showed her. Stop booing. What, like, enough. You cannot hate someone for existing. That's so dumb.
I agree, because I'm not a football guy. Wow. I've always been surprised. Whenever I do watch a game, it's like, oh, I they barely showed her. Why is everyone always talking
Why?
About them showing her all the time? They barely showed her.
Okay.
My friends like pulled me down. I literally stood up.
Because you were schmammered then.
I wasn't.
Aaron, that's not like you. You
it
were
is.
Schmammered.
I was
what
not.
What did you have?
She's got that dog in her. Ugly
dog. Ugly
dog.
What? Like, you're not Taylor's friend.
No, but I stick up for people who don't deserve to be hated like that. I don't care who you are. If you're the most famous person on the planet
Taylor,
or just
Taylor
someone on the street.
Taylor can handle it. She's okay.
You cannot hate someone for existing. You
Watch
cannot.
This. Yes, again.
Are you okay over there?
No, I don't hate Taylor. And I do think it's stupid because like auditors of television time or whatever, like my son was one of those people, give us all that dude, Joel Taylor. And it's like the auditors come out and go, she was on screen 90 seconds out of 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, there's something about, I don't know. It just rubs football people wrong a little bit. Cause like,
which I do understand that. But at the same time, isn't there some sort of stat of like Taylor got a certain amount of money? I think it was like over $1 million back to the NFL or like an additional something. Like,
she
didn't she bring in
new
a lot?
Fans that like Kansas
City. She brought
City's
in a
fans.
Lot. I don't yes, know if it was money sure. or fans, whatever.
Because it was just, there was just a lot of people going, Travis Kelce would not be famous without him dating her. And it's like, he's a first round Hall of Fame mm-hmm. tight end.
For sure.
He's like,
he proved it yet last night.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of bedwetting going on at the Super Bowl.
Okay, but like, do you feel bad for him at all?
I do, because when he was leaving the stadium, he was in like this sparkly outfit, and it's like, oh, he didn't plan a backup
no,
outfit.
No. Oh, no.
Like, he wore that thinking he was going to win.
All right, so if you were at Ugly Dog Bar yesterday, and some redhead bee jumped
I'm
up.
I'm not sorry.
Her name is Aaron.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, we're still talking about the Super Bowl. We allowed to say it like that? Yeah, we
I think
are.
So.
The
okay.
big game.
The big game.
The biggest.
So, Aaron is a champion for Swifties. We just got, Taylor just called
I'm not
off air.
A champion for them. I'm a champion for being a good person. That's all.
No, you're not.
You can still be a good
you
person
stood
and be a,
up on a bar stool.
I know. I was just on the ground.
Dog.
I was just on the ground, not in the air. Yeah.
You no said your friends her. Were trying to drag you down.
Yeah, just to sit back down.
There's no way you caused any commotion just you standing up, all 4 foot nothing of you.
I'm 5'2". Thank okay. you very much.
That's what I'm saying. That's still that's just 4'14".
But I was right
is
in the
all
front.
That is. Okay. So the other thing you have to talk about, it's a prerequisite, and I'm sure our morning show talked about it a bunch already, but we have to talk about the commercials a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, like that's the only thing I know about. I went through and watched what they called the top 15.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Really?
I didn't think it, like,
a
what was good? What
lot
was
of
good?
Body parts this year, I would say.
There were a lot of body
so
parts.
So much stuff flying around the room.
I know.
Like,
do they, I always think that, do the brands ever they need to have some sort of meeting about like, what are you guys doing? It's like
we're
going to
do
like,
eyebrows.
What dress are you wearing? So I don't wear the same one. Right. Like what theme are you going with? You're going to do the flying eyebrows. Well, we're doing the flying mustache.
Which was should neither were good.
Or should we? Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Like, were either of those things any good?
I don't even remember what they were for.
Eugene Levy's eyebrows on a baby, and then they put like somebody else's mustache on a baby.
It was when the Pringles guy.
Everybody's mustache got ripped off.
James Harden's
mustache
gone and all that,
got
yeah.
ripped off. Like Coach Reed's mustache got ripped off.
Oh yeah.
People with say, the dude from Parks and Rec.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's always got
Ron Swanson.
Just serious face.
Yeah. Like,
his mustache got ripped off
because
he had James Harden's at the end, and they all flew.
Away. Yeah.
Because to go get more cans of Pringles for this party. Okay, so tell me a good ad. Like
I liked the Google Gemini one. I think it was for Gemini.
Okay, I missed that one. It was not listed in the top 15 of the ones I watched.
Oh, that one like made me a little teary-eyed. It was really cute. Like, it was like a dad getting ready for like a new interview or something, and he's going over his previous job descriptions.
Okay.
But it's him being a dad. And but the phrasing of it is like lying on a resume, but it's really cute.
Yeah. I worked with a small team, late hours. I like that one a lot too.
It was
and at
really
the very
cute.
End, he's giving the hug to like the teenage daughter, and then right when he hugs her, she turns back into the little tiny girl.
Yeah.
In that moment alone, yeah.
Pandering AF.
Yeah, and it hit me. I mean, okay. That's what I want. I want to.
Did you see the Jeep one with Harrison Ford that droned on forever? It was like a 2 or 3 minute commercial.
So.
It was like him narrating, like make choose your own path and.
I remember seeing Harrison, but I don't remember anything else.
It was
else.
Not good.
Okay.
The Nike one I liked. You can't win, so just win.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. That's
a
good
cool
one.
I definitely didn't see that one. Did not make the top 15 of like whatever.
It
really?
Should have. That what? List is a lie. Did T-Hack make the list?
Which one? Which one?
The list. It's a lie. T-Hack made it, right?
Oh, like, sorry. I was, no.
The ranking?
It's
the
coming in at number
controversial
one.
Controversial ranking.
It's the pregame show.
God.
What was one of them on there? The weird, when I watched this one, it was, other than the weird tongue flying around, which was.
For Coffee Mate.
Coffee Mate, I don't know what you were trying to do.
No.
What were you trying to do?
I hated it.
What did you think
much.
You were going to do? Like, you get cold foam on your lip and you got to go, but you don't need Shania Twain tongue. Like
it was so much
just going around licking things.
You'd think I would like it. Like if you're just describing that to me, I was like, I'm
bro,
interested.
A tongue
but then
inside a head is not good.
I know.
It's like a giant weird wet worm.
I was mad at the circle one too with Adam Devine, the guy from Workaholics. Did you see that one? The circle water, CIRKUL.
No.
Where they're he accidentally ordered 1,000 circle water things and they're like, they sent him to the wrong address and they're like, seriously. Check your front porch. It might be outside, which I thought was a cool idea. And I had that second where I'm like, I'm going to go check. Maybe there's a package for me. And then I was like, I'm not doing it. You're not getting me. I'm staying right here. I don't care if you put it on my porch.
You're sitting there eating little Smokies. You got a crock pot laying on your stomach.
I don't know. Who needs water?
What about the Bud Light one?
I don't think I saw it.
Oh, my God. Shane Gillis and Post. And then Peyton Manning's in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe
I
did see it.
That was probably one of the more fun ones.
They really had that cooler there somewhere. Did you see?
Peyton, at the very end of the game, was driving through with this big, long cooler.
Like, and he was filling it. They showed a little clip. All right. It was okay. It was cute-ish.
The Tubi, whatever.
Tubi was weird, yeah.
The skin hats.
Oh, God.
I thought Aaron would like it because some of them had Harry Potter hats.
Yeah, no, I hated it.
Yeah, those two guys were D-bags.
That's so
creepy.
Can
we even say that on the radio?
Skin hats?
Yeah, that seems
well, we just did. Okay. The number one commercial, according to them, do you guys know what it is?
No. What? I don't remember any others.
Sloth.
Oh, yeah.
The Mondays, how everybody's slow.
It did get a chuckle out of me, like an out loud chuckle.
Because then, like, at the very end, you realize it's a beer commercial.
Yeah.
Mm. And then the guy comes in and throws the sloth a beer, and he's slowly raising his hand.
And just misses it. Yeah.
It slams in the background. So that was, like, the best commercial.
Okay. Huh. Yeah.
There was a Bill Murray one. I don't know what it was
for.
Oh,
that's right. It's
But
it's
it was,
like,
it put up, he held up an email.
It says Bill himself at.
Yahoo. Oh, it's for Yahoo. And so I emailed it.
And what happened?
I got an email back from Bill Murray.
Shut up.
And I have
emailed it?
Yeah, of course.
He sat on his couch when there was a Circle water bottle sitting on his porch.
Yeah, like, I didn't have to get up.
You're not making me move.
What did you get?
It's like a picture of a dog. More like there's a lot of writing. A video from Bill Murray. He's in the hospital. I haven't watched it yet. And it kind of, it says, email me back with your best guess. And I don't know. I haven't responded. Sorry, Bill.
All right. Well, text us at 303-222-5423. What's your favorite commercial? And did you get up and get a Circle water bottle?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.